Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
He is Gary Wolfel from WolfelsPressBox.com. Good afternoon, Gary.
Hello, Stephen.
Well, Gary, apparently
I
numerous...
calling you Stephen.
Yes, Stephen. Yeah, Joe Zinzola calls me Stephen. Let's talk about what's just breaking here before you came on the air. And apparently now the NBA is officially proposing that the draft age be lowered from 19 to 18. Do you think it's coincidence after the Zion Williamson injury last night or no?
No, not at all. I mean, that's been in the works for a long time. I mean, you don't make decisions of that magnitude, you know, so rashly. So, no, that's been discussed for a while. And I think the bottom line is it's a legal issue. And, you know, if the Players Association pushed for it, you know, the NBA is not going to win it in court. So,
when we talk about going back to the way it was, do you think that's good for the NBA product? I'm not talking about whether or not it's good for the kid. I'm saying whether or not it's good for the product.
Yeah, I think it is. I really do. I mean, look at the buzz that, you know, Zion Williamson is generating right now. You know,
I don't think it's good for the NBA at all. I hate the idea.
Well, not from a product standpoint, but you know what? The young players that are really good, they make it. I mean, I would say the vast majority of them make it. I mean, whether it's Kevin Garnett or Kobe Bryant or whomever it might be, that the really good players, you know, can withstand the pressure.
Right, but the problem is you don't get to sort out and dictate who the really good players are that are allowed into the draft. You got to let everybody in. So now when everybody comes in, now you got these losing franchises who get forced into playing 18-year-olds that aren't ready to play, aren't good enough to be on the court, but because they drafted them in the lottery, now they have to play them at this point, and the product suffers greatly because of it.
Yeah, but again, you know, how many players, I mean, when you get down to it, that are drafted in the lottery make impacts? You know?
Okay, I mean, maybe hold on one second, hold on. Pick a random year. Let's just look up a draft. Pick a random year from when this rule was in place. 18, pick a year.
Let's just go to the last one. I mean, you know, everybody's talking about Doncic, you know? I mean, Doncic is a generational type player, right? I think he entered the draft at 18, if I'm not mistaken. What has Dallas done? They're not going to make the playoffs, right?
Right.
And he's by far the best rookie, so.
Okay, so I picked 2001. 2001 okay. Draft. I just typed it in. My memory sucks, so I have no idea. Number one.
I like that logic.
Right. I just picked a random year. Number one, Kwame Brown.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And that was a high school kid. Right, Kwame
Brown. And his contract was traded like 17 times.
Yes, Kwame Brown, number one pick, high school kid. That didn't work. Number two, high school kid, Tyson Chandler.
Worked.
Yeah, played in the NBA, right?
Long productive career.
Pau Gasol, three. Moving on. We all know, but that was international. Number four, Eddie Curry.
Well, wait a second. What does it matter if it's international or not? I mean, if you're young.
Yeah, you are, but I just think, well, in my opinion, I think they're better coached. But number four, Eddie Curry. That, no.
Yeah.
No, that didn't. No, that was a bust. That was a complete bust pick. From where did he play? Thornburg High School?
You just checked out this year, or was this a setup?
No, I totally randomly, totally guessed.
Okay.
The next one that didn't have a university attached to their name, Dezagna Jop, I think that's how you said his name, the Cavaliers. Yeah, Remember him back in eight?
Yeah.
Right. Radmanovic at 12 to Seattle that year was the next one that didn't have one. Raul Lopez, 24 to the Jazz was the next one. Tony Parker, international, he was at 28.
Mehmet, he turned out very well.
Mehmet Okur at 38 was
right.
Another
he
one.
Had a nice career.
Right, and that's it. The rest of them were all college picks. But really what you're talking about is...
Here's the thing, Steve. I mean, nobody's holding a gun to these NBA teams to pick them there, right?
Absolutely, but you're also going to have these kids that come out at 18. They're going to hire an agent. They're going to go into the NBA draft, may not get drafted, may go in the second round and get cut or whatever, and then they're screwed. It's all done.
No. You know what? It's a little different now with the G League. You can actually
to a degree, you're right. Yeah.
They can make a respectable salary, And the other thing is, you know, China has really opened up as a viable option for players that can't make the NBA. And of course, you've always had the European League. So, again, maybe five years ago, I might have agreed with you, but not now.
This season, about one quarter of players under NBA G League contracts earned an average of $44,000 in NBA affiliate. In NBA affiliate player bonuses.
That's pretty good radio living.
A total of more than $3 million on top of the NBA G League salaries that were out there from that standpoint.
Yeah. No, I mean, you can make a decent living, you know, playing G League basketball. In fact,
it's a five-month regular season. Players under NBA G League contracts will earn a base salary of $7,000 per month, or $35,000 per season is what you get to play in the G League. $35,000.
That's about the same in AAU. Yeah.
Hey now, Leroy.
Allegedly. Say allegedly, Steve. Say
allegedly. Boy, man.
Say allegedly, dude. You don't even know.
Man,
Gary. Hey, Gary, here's the thing about this Boston game.
A friend of yours.
But this guy has a Dennis Johnson, Jesus, Paris, Bird.
Yeah.
And he is so fired up for tonight. I said, cuz, we're going
to. Oh, absolutely. He should be fired
he
up.
He is out of his mind. So,
I think it's good. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I apologize. What I wanted to say was, is anything into this game? Is just a game, or is it a preview? Because who was the guy we had on, Steve? The voice of?
Sean Grady.
Sean Grady, play-by-play guy for the
Celtics.
Yeah,
we grilled him a little bit, and he said he'll see us in May or something. Is this just a game, Gary?
No, I don't think so. I think the games are for real now, especially against these two teams. They got a little history, you know, going back to last year. And, you know, what's unfortunate is Hayward isn't playing. And Hayward basically has sucked for most of the season, right? But in the last two, 3 weeks, he has really started to look like the Gordon Hayward of old. I think he had one game of 18, another game of 19, another game of 26 all in the last 2 weeks. So,
hey, can I stay real quick, Gary? Real quick. I apologize. I love you. I apologize. But he scores 18, 19 points. He gets $31 million. And you mean to tell me Chris Middleton can't get at least that? I am just a head scratcher. I just don't get people like Steve. I didn't mean to say your name, Steve. That don't want to pay Chris Middleton. I just don't get it. I don't.
No. I'll pay Chris Middleton, not just top dollar.
There you go, Gary. There you go.
You know what's interesting about it? Everybody's talking about, you know, figures on Chris Middleton's contract, and I really don't think a lot of them know this for sure, but his first year salary is going to be $32.7 million, okay? That's his first year, okay?
You're saying for a max contract?
Yes, $32.7 to start out with, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If he gets the max, he gets 5 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
That would be $190 million. You know what that averages per season?
I'm bad at math. Help me out.
Yeah, you and me. that averages to be $38 million a season.
Yep.
I don't know. That's
right.
Buck's got a very, very tough call.
Hey, look,
price playing poker, right?
No, there's just no way.
Hey, listen.
There's just no way.
The market bears it. It's not Chris Middleton's fault. I just talked about Gordon Hayward. The guy's been hurt. He signed that big deal. It's not his fault. But it's just a market. I don't have a
but
problem.
Gary, we're talking about it just the last couple of hours. And do you think Middleton should reasonably take a discount if he believes that this team is good enough to win a championship?
No, absolutely not. I mean, this is what he's been working for his entire life. And I talked to a GM, what was it, a week or so ago about this? Maybe 2 weeks. I can't remember. But I asked him, I said, what do you think Chris Middleton will get? And he goes, the max. And I go, the max? And he goes, yes, the max. So if he doesn't get it from the Bucks, he's going to get it from somebody else.
That's Gary Wolfel, Wolfel's Press Box, and right here on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Gary, appreciate it, man. We'll talk next Thursday.
Sounds good. Thank you, guys.
Gary, let's get together tonight, and get one of these fish fries one Friday. Nothing going on or something. I'll pay.
I got a place for you, Leroy.
Is it in Racine?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. I love Racine.
There you go. Present.
Okay, we'll do it.
There you go.
Thanks a lot.
That's good. There's Gary Wolfel.
Now apparently I getting somebody to pay.
Apparently getting dinner with Laura.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.